Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Luke and Pete Show. It's Thursday. I do hope you are keeping well. That's how I start every show. I just want to make sure that everyone's keeping well, has maintained a level of keeping well right throughout the week since Monday and then the weekend as well. Have you been keeping well, Luke Moore? You look well.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Moustache is doing well.
Yeah, still there.
Yep.
So I'm keeping it for a bit. I'll see how I go. It's easy in lockdown, though, because you haven't really got to see anyone.
True.
So I also don't... Now, more than any other era of my life, I care less and less about what other people think.
Yeah.
It's, so it doesn't matter. I don't care.
It's unfortunate. I think we're at the time of life where we've probably got more disposable income than we had 10 years ago. And we don't give a shit about what anybody thinks. And that's how midlife crises begin. We buy the sports cars. I can't afford a sports car, but you know what I mean? I buy the stupid thing. I've got a scooter now. I'm wearing a ponytail. We're doing stuff at a time in life where we don't give a shit and we've got more resources than ever, and that's why Ferraris get bought. That's why affairs happen. That's why we are debasing ourselves.
You never see... a young person who seems cool driving a Ferrari.
No, maybe influencers and stuff. Maybe those guys.
When's the last time you ever saw an influencer out on the street?
Well, they don't. They drive to their country piles. They probably don't have their driving licenses. They just live in big influencer houses, don't they? They all sort of hang out in one big kind of. Remember when the Wu-Tang Clan had a house on MTV Cribs and pretended they all lived in one big house?
It was that,
but like with loads of influencers and stuff.
All I'm saying is, if you're driving on the motorway and get overtaken by a Ferrari, it'll always be a bloke of about 60.
Yeah. No, frequently no hair. It's all right. It's fine.
Do you think you'll have a Ferrari when you're 60?
Nah, because I can't drive now. I've been going out without insurance on a private road, though, so I think I'm fine. I've been going up and down that in my little car to test it out. Got to keep the juices flowing in it. So I'm enjoying it.
The way you moved your hands then to symbolise driving makes me feel like you're never going to park your car.
I've installed two cow udders in the roof of the car, and that's how I control it. That's why I was doing that particular move.
You don't need two though, just one, right? It's four on the one, isn't there? How many teats on an udder? Do you know that?
Oh, I don't know, six. Maybe?
Yeah.
Do you have extra? Because with like dogs and cats, like pets and stuff, they have like nipples. Everyone has, all of those pets have nipples right down their body if they're females. My mate sent me a picture of an armadillo.
This cat here sat right next to me.
Female
a male cat.
Male cat, right.
He's got nipples.
He's just got the two. I think, but don't girl ones have loads of nipples?
He's sleeping at the moment, but I'll just see if I can chitter that way.
Go and have a look. Right, okay. Luke is just, and the cat is awake, and Luke is lifting up the cat. The cat is disinterested.
It's just two, actually.
Just two nipples. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fairly certain the dog I have access to at home has six nipples, I want to say. Or maybe wider than mark on that one. But cows, they've kind of simplified it. They're modular. I guess they've got their couple of stomachs. So they're modular, and they've got their nipples in a nice row with maybe two or six on each udder, which is wonderful to see, really. Same with pigs as well, I think.
And you was, let's say, your classic mother pig lying on her side while all the greedy piglets get tucked in.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you see upwards of 6, 7, 8 piglets involved.
I spoke on this show about 100 episodes ago. I was at a wedding with some mates and a friend who's like a 3D designer. I believe he worked on the Jungle Book film that was out recently, and a mother elephant. Frequently has boobs, big old boobies. It's an inconvenient truth. It's too distracting. If you put
the public aren't ready
for elephant boobs. But then this week he tweeted me in full view of the public. Quite frankly, even though he's got a protected account, my replies will be seen. He sent me a picture of armadillos, an armadillo mum with big old boobies. It's incredible. It goes against everything we thought we knew about animals to see an armadillo with boobies.
I think as long as people like you are taking entertainment from female armadillo breasts and female elephant breasts, we'll never smash the patriarchy. And you're to blame for that.
But look, is it as hard as an armadillo shell? That's the question. Never mind.
I'd love to. Do you know what? I'd love to, in a way, if it can be done in a way that wouldn't be deemed cruel and that the animal
heal
had
an
no
armadillo
suffering at all. I'd like to just have a play around with an armadillo.
Okay, I think it'd be all right with playing with it. I mean,
nature's armor.
Worst thing is, I'd love to have a kick around with one.
Stop that.
What do you mean?
We'll
it'd be fine.
It
would sort of go into a little round shape, like shell.
Yeah, but I don't think it doesn't want you to kick it, does it?
Look, it's going. I've turned
it's not
myself
nature's
into
football. That's not his phrase.
Show me a more football-y animal than an armadillo in full roll. I mean, what is more? If David
Hedgehog?
No, because that would spike you, wouldn't it? David Beckham would get a metatarsal spiking, wouldn't he?
Sea anemone.
You're getting spikes, big spikes, long spikes.
True,
not having
spikes.
It. Exactly.
It's nature's way of telling you not to kick it.
Yeah, it's the anti-football. But armadillo is welcoming. It looks like a Mitre Delta Premier League. It's beautiful.
Well, I think the thing is, you know what the animal rights people can be like, and they're going to be on our back now.
I don't think they will. I just think it's kind of like very... It's like me going to Leicester after lockdown. It's at the end of a very long list. me saying I'm going to kick an armadillo, or want to kick an armadillo, even though I think it would be fine if I just give it a little side footer into the bottom right-hand corner of the goal.
Well, your shot power is going to be fine.
For my hat trick. I think it'd be fine. But also, I think most animal rights activists would go, look, we're not happy and we won't endorse what he's saying, but we've got bigger fish to fry.
No, but
people
I'm worried
are frying
for you,
fish
though.
For one.
I'll talk about fish in a minute,
right.
But I'm worried that you're their low-hanging fruit.
They'll go for me first, right, that's fair, yeah.
Because they can't realistically stop the shark fin trade, or they can't realistically do anything about pangolins, which is a disgrace.
Yeah,
but
true.
I think idiot men walking around kicking armadillos with no real big money backers.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
You're low-hanging fruit.
Right,
I'm just worried you're going
to
be in trouble.
I would like to distance myself from my earlier comments. I would very much like to, if I ever encountered an armadillo, I'm not really sure what country they're in, I shall not kick an armadillo. I shouldn't have to say
that. On Bradford Donson.
What?
No one's even complained, and you're already your partner apologising.
No, exactly. It's good.
Speaking of fish, so I saw a story this week, which I thought was absolutely fascinating, right? There's been a decent amount of analysis done. Apparently 44 independent studies of 9,000 seafood samples in restaurants, right?
Right.
But not just restaurants, fishmongers and supermarkets across more than 30 different countries. And the studies found that a massive 36% were mislabeled, signifying a massive global seafood fraud. So I just think this is absolutely fascinating, right? So across Canada, the US, UK, Singapore, Australia and New Zealand, researchers found mislabeling in almost 40% of all fish tested. So what that basically means is if you go to a restaurant, you've got over a 1 in 3 chance of not being served the fish you think you're buying. That is astonishing to me.
It's good. I like it. That's great. Yeah,
I'll take it for granted they're giving
fish
me a bit of cod.
Look, if you're ordering the most boring fish on the menu and you're getting something more exciting for cheap, I think that's great news. I'll have that any day of the week. Lovely old job.
What do you think that people down your local fish and chip shops say about that?
Well, look, to ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies, I think, usually.
Listen to this as well.
What?
Listen to this. One sample, right, in Singapore of prawn balls were found frequently to contain not a trace of prawn, but exclusively pork.
Oh, wow. Now, where was that?
The consumer should know that.
Where was that, though? Where was that? In a Chinese...
Singapore. It's just Singapore.
But I mean, pork is delicious. Seafood is delicious. I'm game. Sometimes I will order...
It's not game. That's reindeer.
Sometimes I will order something beefy or porky or fishy from the Chinese and they'll come. And my partner, who doesn't eat pork or she eats chicken... She doesn't eat pork or beef or anything. Sometimes I'll go, yeah, no, that's fine. I definitely ordered that one to eat for you. Sometimes I go, oh, was that definitely... And I'll worry. But then I'll look at the pork and look at the... And I'm like, I can't tell the difference anyway. So I'll do my best. But, it's not a religious thing. Yes, it's not a religious thing. So and she eats meat and she has eaten a pork in her past, so she's not as officious about it or kind of like worried about it. But yeah, it's a worry for me sometimes. I tell you what.
Yeah.
We used to have on XFM. We used to have a guy who used to come on.
She's probably worried that her boyfriend's mislabeled.
This said this was a good quality boyfriend, but 40% of him is trash. There was a guy on the XFM Breakfast Show back in 15 years ago or something that I used to work on. I found this guy at Billingsgate Fish Market. I wanted to talk to a trader, someone who traded in something, you know, important.
Was he an older fellow with a moustache? Because I think I've seen a documentary about
Roger Barton. Yes, Roger Barton.
Yeah, he does all the media and stuff.
So I rang up Billingsgate and I said, have you got anyone who can talk to us every week about fish? And they went, Roger will do, yeah. Roger's the kind of guy who does this sort of thing. And he was... knockout. He's just this charismatic kind of like
unbelievable,
gambling man slash Billy's.
You're about to tell me he's done something horrific, aren't you?
Oh no, he was constantly in trouble for mislabeling crab meat and stuff. He would just peel off the labels, pop a new date on, and I know the dates are
popping in the scrapbook.
I know the dates are a little bit longer than they need to be, but not 3 weeks longer, Roger. Not 3 weeks longer.
No.
But he would always go. He would always. He just did it with such charisma. He poisoned people with charisma. I liked it,
Roger. I understand the industry's under tremendous pressure, but I understand that you're a charismatic guy. And that moustache and hat is a lovely combo.
Yeah.
You are box office.
Exactly.
But people are dying, Roger. People's guts are being turned inside out by this nonsense.
Yeah. Now he's a... I think he's a bookie now.
Oh, is he? That makes
sense. Yeah, good
one. I just wanted to finish this particular story by saying, apparently in China, 153 roasted fish fillet products from 30 commercial brands bought at local markets were tested to reveal... a misrepresentation rate of 58%, including some substitutions from the deadly pufferfish family. that is when it starts to get serious.
It's not what you want to hear, is it? But I mean, it's very much. Is this? I mean, I know it's not the etymology of the word catfish, to be catfished, but no. I mean, this is like, you know, a catfish.
It's come full circle.
Yeah, exactly. Do you actually know why they call it catfish? I'm fairly certain this is the case. I found out.
They got whiskers.
No, I'm fairly certain this is the case.
Well, it is that, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, because they've got whiskers like a cat.
No, sorry. The modern use of the word to be catfished online.
Oh, sorry, you know okay. I mean? I'm going right back to the start. Yeah. Carry on.
I understand that catfish represent cats, yes.
When you said no, then I was like momentarily furious for about a second. I was like, what?
Well, that happens all the time with the origins of words and the origins of words. You sort of go, what? That is just doesn't make any sense. But when they used to transport and still do transport cod over huge distances, maybe from the Far East as it's going west or whatever, to keep the cod. Lively, because obviously it's in stasis for quite a while. They don't really chase each other around. They don't really sort of work very hard. And the actual flesh, the fish flesh, kind of suffers as a result if it's been in transit for quite a while in water. So in a big tank of cod, if they've been delivered like that, they'd throw catfish in just to create absolute fucking chaos so it keeps the cod moving around, which is quite exciting.
Like a cat amongst the pigeons, basically.
Cat across the fish pigeons, yeah, true. Yeah, so that sort of thing. I think that's the case. It's quite hard to find that fact online, but I did have a little hunt around quite recently. So there you go.
I had no idea about that. Yeah. Have you ever seen the TV show? Lots of people rave about it.
Yeah, I the guys creep me out. I don't know why. I just look at them and go, "Yo, just what is your game?"
I've never seen a single second of it. Like, is it basically that it's like a date, like a 90-day fiance show, but where they kind of have a distance relationship online, but then it turns out to be someone completely different, presumably.
Yeah,
right?
I think in many situations, I mean, we've all had friends who've kind of fallen for that a little bit. Maybe we've fallen for them ourselves. I don't know, but you've sort of walked in and went, no, let's not. And you walk to your friend's life and go, don't do this. Don't, you know in your heart of hearts this isn't true. You know for a fact that isn't true.
You catfished me when we first met because we started chatting over Facebook Messenger. Mm,
yeah.
I obviously knew the girl you had access to at the time.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good, doesn't it?
but I only really spoke to you on Facebook Messenger.
Right, okay.
And then when you turned up, I don't think I didn't think it was the same as the representation.
Right, okay.
That you had made.
I said I was French. That turned up.
You were 6 foot four,
yeah,
and French.
6 foot 5 and French.
And I thought, yeah, this will get the punters in.
Oh no! All right then.
Anyway, let's have a quick break, and when we come back, we've got to do some battery brands, and we've also got to do that email from confectionery maniac Ali Darlow.
Sometimes when they put the Marses or Snickers into a bag, they put a curly whirly in there to really, you know, chase them around in the bag.
36% of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. Then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This week at Sukarnov.
Over on My Seven Wonders with Clive Anderson, comedy legend Ian Stone is choosing what he'd put on his list of personal wonders of the world. Along the way, he tells a story of the first time he ever did stand-up, and it wasn't exactly by choice.
My friends, who unbelievably remained my friends after this, put me down secretly for the open mic spot. I mean, I went on. I didn't know what to say. I stood there. I'd never been on a stage before. Well, actually, I'd done a school play once, but I was playing... it was some biblical thing. I can't even remember, but...
You went into your I Am Joseph, Is There Room In Your Inn routine.
Give me my coloured coat. Yeah, that didn't work.
Meanwhile, these self-care club ladies are keen to figure out why so many women often find themselves saying sorry for just about anything.
I think that it is such a fine line between over-apologising unnecessarily and actually standing up and saying, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry if you've been uncomfortable in any way that's been caused by me. And I think that's a sign of strength, isn't it? To be able to apologise for yourself, but not at the cost of your self-esteem.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
And we're back. Pete and Luke are doing their thing. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, say hello. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the way you can do it. We're going to be reading out all of your emails right now. Lukey Moore, Battery Brands, let's do it.
Yeah, it's Thursday, so it's time for some more Battery Brands. We've had two more submissions for potential new players to enter the game. Laura Brooks has sent in the Deleeks battery. D-E-L-E-E-X. She says she found them in Uganda. I think they are a very glamorous, a very exotic new player to enter the game.
It's kind of like saying deluxe in a fancy way, isn't it? These are deluxe.
Deluxe.
It's like delicious and deluxe. Love it.
Yeah.
Not a time for that,
Shout
Laura.
Out to you, Laura. Thank you for sharing that in. You've now officially entered a new player into the game, so you can get your get that popped onto your CV as soon as possible. And Amy Madry sent in Golden Power Super. Not a new player, I'm afraid. But I need a ruling from you, Peter, because she's also sent in a brand of battery that just simply says, in all lowercase, Warriors.
Golden Power, definitely not a new brand, but Warriors, I am into a huge amount.
Yeah, I think we're going to allow Warriors to come in. So, Amy, you are also successful. That's two out of two this week. Great to see a 100% hit rate. Well, actually, no, because it's about a 66% hit rate, really. But two emailers, two tweeters, whatever they are, and they've both had new players enter the game. Thank you very much. Keep sending those in. If you find an obscure brand of batteries and any piece of electronic equipment you have access to, let us know about it, because we are trying to put together the definitive encyclopedia of... but weirdly obscure batteries that seem to exist all over the world for no reason.
Yes, we are. And we demand a constant stream of them, and it can never end. It can never end.
Pete pops them up his bum to give him charge.
I do, yes. And also...
like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
does he do that? He's willing to power... the thing about Elon Musk is he wouldn't even call it a battery. He would call it like a static power cell
yeah,
or something.
A bum cell.
Yeah. Mm.
Did you see the email about from Stephen Sheridan about peeing on a sting, a jellyfish sting?
No.
Now...
We did some of that on the internet. We did some of that on the Ramble last week.
Yeah, we did some of that on the Ramble because Jules Breach, who really filthy when she gets going, talking about when she was stung by
a
jellyfish.
She's a force of nature.
She's a force of nature. And she posted a picture on Mother's Day with her mum and her. And she looked like the kid out of Monsters, Inc. So cute.
Yeah, the cutest
Disney
Pixar kid ever.
So unbelievably cute.
Yeah.
And she's been corrupted by the media.
Yeah. And us.
And us. To pee or not to pee, a review on the envenomation and treatment in European jellyfish species. Basically, there was a scientific review of what... works when it comes to removing the pain of the sting on jellyfish.
Right.
Now, there's so many different things they've tried to remove the pain. And there's a lot of and thank you very much to Stephen Sheridan for coming up with this particular study. This is a big chart basically, and urine and urea. Not doing great guns, to be honest. In the, there's this big bar chart, and it basically tells you how useful it is when it comes to it's kind of stimming the pain a little bit. Hydroquinone bleach, that's a little bit better than piss, but not by a huge amount.
Why are you pouring that on your
tetanus vaccine?
Oh, Trump stuff.
Tetanus vaccine. Who is testing out the tetanus vaccine straight after a jellyfish?
Oh yeah, I've got one of them in my trunks. Yeah.
Tape. You can imagine, like, sort of tape would sort of pull out some of the stingers, maybe, if you sort of pulled that. But, yeah, still not great. Seawater and sand doing things. Seawater is up there, to be quite frank.
That's what hurts more when you emerge from the sea.
Yeah, that's what I heard on the show that you were talking about recently, where if you get out the sea, obviously the whatever it is gets oxygenated.
But what that ignored, though, Pete, was I think we all need to understand and accept that at some point you do need to leave the sea.
Yeah, you can't live there forever. Vinegar.
No.
Vinegar is a big one. Yeah. Absolutely knocking out the park. It's the most effective treatment, apparently. Heat as well is helping. One's a little bit further down the pecking order is baking soda slurry. Anti-venin, just a general antihistamine, anaesthetic, analgesic, and alcohol. Just a lot of people trying painkillers and alcohols. Alcohols, you know, it gets a pretty good score from people, but I imagine that's probably got to do with something else. Acid, not great. It doesn't say what acid. It doesn't say what it's doing.
I also think, Pete, that the idea is, so vinegar would be very acidic, right? So
not very acidic, but in the grand scheme of things, like, it's not...
But it's neutralising what is presumably an alkali issue.
Presumably, yeah.
And that's kind of how... But the thing that misses the point with this study is that no one has a bottle of sarsens in their trunk while they're out swimming, and no one has a tetanus vaccine shoved in them... Well, immediate access to it. So the idea being that in terms of convenience, if you had a convenience factor, everyone's got a good old bladder full of piss.
Yeah, exactly. It's but I imagine a lot of these stings happen when you are coming back from the sea and you could probably sort of run to like a restaurant or something, like a beachside restaurant, and ask them for a little packet of sarsens. Sort yourself out like that.
Yeah. And you can't get it open because your fingers are all wet and you can't pop it.
Yes.
So you have to get a plastic fork, and that don't work either because it's not sharp enough.
Gross.
Yeah. All right, well, this is good to know. I promised an email from our Ali, full name, confectionery maniac Ali Darlow, because he tried to kill you last week with Skittles. and I asked him if he'd kill me with Minstrels. And the good news is he's obviously got absolutely nothing on, because... he's emailed in on that front. So he says, "Hi guys, my initial Skittles email, is followed up by you wanting to know the same thing with Minstrels. So I've done the maths, which I'm quite sorry about. No worries. This time we'll mix it up, and instead of killing Pete, we'll kill Luke. I don't know Luke's exact weight, but seeing as he's 6'3" and an avid runner, we'll go for somewhere around 86 kilos. I tell you what, I bloody wish I was 86 kilos. But that's very kind of you, Ali. He said 30 grams of sugar for every kilogram you weigh needed for a 50% chance of death, which is what we talked about last time. So I apparently, for my assumed weight, I'm going to need to consume around 5.2 kilos of sugar, right? 68 grams of sugar in 100 gram bag of Minstrels. So doing all the maths, blah, blah, blah. I need to eat 2,285 Minstrels to kill me for sure. And the other follow-up was that, Pete, we wondered how many molten Skittles we'd have to inject you with to kill you. Apparently the answer, frighteningly, is just one.
Oh, yeah. Right? That would just kind of clot me up all nice.
So melt it down. Inject it into yourself. If you inject it into a vein, it will go to your lungs, and your lungs will fill up and you'd suffocate, apparently.
Oh, crumbs.
If you inject it into an artery, it would go to your brain and you'd have a stroke.
Yeah, okay.
So either way, probably do the trick. I can't testify to the medical veracity of that. I don't know Ali's qualifications. With the greatest respect to him, I suspect he has none. but he is the man to speak to about confectionery. So thank you very much for that, Ali. 5,000 odds minstrels to kill me, however many skittles we said last week to kill Pete. If you want to go intravenous, it's just the one.
Well,
it's not more efficient.
Well, I've enjoyed that immensely, Luke. Thank you very much for that. It's a nice.
You're welcome. And I also want to squeeze in this email about... there's a guy from Texas who got really passionate about a snack that you mentioned, Pete.
Oh, Takis Fuegos. Delicious. Yeah. They are so delicious.
He said he's called Bryce and... he says, long-time listener from Texas. I feel like I'm well-placed to speak to...
Bryce Dallas. Surely.
Could be. Bryce Dallas Howard. Bryce from Dallas. He said, I'm really interested in Pete's recent infatuation with Takis. Takis are a Mexican snack similar to Doritos, but they're rolled up and fried, so they look like a tube. And Pete is right. They taste like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But they have lots of varieties, apparently, Pete. And he also goes on to have a big rant about the difference between American and English Skittles, saying that they're sweeter in the UK. But I don't know if that can be true.
Right, okay.
Because I feel like American stuff's got much more lax laws around sugar content and everything. So, anyway, thanks very much for getting in touch, Bryce. He's basically just bigging you up about Takis.
Well, he did previously email about drinking Cordine and Sizzup, so...
Okay, and what was the verdict on that?
He said it was delicious, but the British cough syrup was sweeter. I'm joking, he didn't say any of that.
Yeah, that was a big thing in the southern hip-hop scene for a while. I don't know if it still is, but that was the thing of choice.
Very dangerous. You see it a lot in, like, the... You see it a lot in developing countries as well. I don't know how they get hold of so much cough syrup on an industrial scale. Amazing.
And if one thing our listening community knows, that if Pete Donaldson is saying it's very dangerous, you know to steer clear.
Exactly. I mean, it's good stuff. It is good stuff. Anyway, we'll be back. It's not good stuff. It's terrible stuff. Don't drink cough syrup for crying out. Unless you've got a cough.
Then drink the prescribed amount.
Exactly. Don't forget, we will be back on Monday for more of this nonsense. We didn't get to the cocaine bear story or the re-up, but we'll probably mention it on Monday. Incredible news. Incredible news.
How are they making a film about that? It doesn't make any
from
sense.
From Tinseltown. Unbelievable. We'll be back with that on Monday. And if you want to get in touch with the show, I say it the exact same way, the exact same time, the exact same point in the show. Hello at LukeandPeteShow.com. I've suddenly got all tired. I'm exhausted from a half an hour of Luke and Pete Show.
Pretty good chat. It's been pretty good chat,
mate.
At Luke and Pete Show on the Twitter, at Luke and Pete Show on the Instagram, where you'll find lots of further talking points. A good way to get in touch with us. Producer Nat does an amazing job. Thank you very much to her. Thank you very much to you guys for listening. And I know that the majority of you would have stopped this by now because you've heard the start of the outro and been like, oh, they're about to finish. So I'm going to turn it off and go do something else. But if you are still listening, do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It means a great deal to us. We've got a 5-star average rating. We'd like to maintain that because it also helps other people, new listeners, to find the show. So thank you very much in advance for doing that. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We'll love you forever. And as Pete says, we'll see you again on Monday. We're bloody looking forward to it. Say goodbye, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from me as well.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, Listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.